This had been a long time coming. Sadie banged on the door of her father's run-down cabin as loud as she could, and then stood back and waited. In her other hand, she held the folder that Sheriff Cooper had given her before she had left the station. She had a lot of questions for her father. Getting him to answer them honestly, however, now that was another thing.
"Who is it?"
his voice yelled, just as Sadie saw the curtain in the window twitch. He knew damn well that it was her. She answered him anyway.
"It's me, Dad," she yelled,
although the words stuck in her throat. He had long ago lost the right to be called that by her.
"It's Sadie!"
Cooper snapped off the light, telling himself to get a grip. He wasn't interested in Sadie Price. Okay, so she was attractive, and smart, and funny, and a damn good detective. She also infuriated the life out of him. It would never work. They would be terrible for each other. So why did he still feel so damn jealous? There's a wild magic in the salt air and the thrum of the sea. Living on Prince Edward Island, Beat McNeil has known this magic her whole life. So when Cousin Jerry comes up the path one early spring morning, Beat thinks nothing of it at first. But he's soaking wet and silent, and he plays a haunting tune on his fiddle that chills Beat to the bone. Something is very, very wrong.